This is KMBA News. I'm Chip Krause. The state of Alaska told hatchery operators in Southeast Alaska that it is ending a program that provides funding for king and coho salmon production. As KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports, that announcement leaves the future of the Crystal Lake Hatchery on Southern Mitkoff Island near Petersburg up in the air.
Crystal Lake is owned by the state, which contracts out its operations to the Ketchikan-based Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association for just over $517,000 a year. King salmon produced there are released near Petersburg, along with other sites in Anita Bay near Wrangell, Neats Bay near Ketchikan, and Port St. Nicholas near Craig. On average, about 40% of all Alaska hatchery Chinook caught in Southeast are from Crystal Lake.
We're proud of that. We're happy that the Crystal Lake Hatchery is a highly productive operation. We're pleased that so many sport and commercial fishermen are able to benefit from that. And we certainly like to see it continue.
David Landis is general manager of the regional nonprofit Aquaculture Association, known by its acronym SARA.
It's going to be difficult. I won't mince any words there. There's a funding shortfall, and it's going to be hard to fill those gaps because SARA has had several years of poor returns from our cost recovery fish, and so we're in a deficit situation to begin with, and this certainly isn't helping.
He's referring to notification from the state that it's ending the Division of Sport Fish's Southeast Enhancement Program. The division has used money from a surcharge on sport fishing licenses to pay for some of that program, along with federal sport fishing money. The license surcharge was meant to pay off debt for construction of sport fish hatcheries in Anchorage and Fairbanks. With those bonds paid off, it ends this year. Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang writes in an email he's directed this program to be discontinued because of the loss of this funding and other budget pressure. Vincent Lang writes that sport fish license revenue has declined by over $5 million because of a steep drop in tourism with the pandemic restricting travel. Fish and Game is already cutting programs because of that. Vincent Lang writes his department would be forced to cut other existing programs in its budget to continue funding for Southeast hatcheries. Governor Dunleavy introduced bills this year to continue that surcharge to pay for hatchery operations and maintenance. Those didn't move out of the House or Senate before the end of this year's COVID-shortened session. Vincent Lang writes he hopes to have the legislation considered again. Quote, if it passes, our intent is to use some of the proceeds to continue this project given its benefits, unquote, Vincent Lang writes. There are four full-time hatchery employees at Crystal Lake. Two have been with SARA for two decades or more. The hatchery started as a state project in 1973, initially using king eggs from the Columbia River. It later switched to eggs taken from a tributary of the Stikine River near Wrangell. The state also looked at closing it 20 years ago before SARA took over operations. Landis says SARA needs the state funding to continue running Crystal Lake.
It was unexpected to have to grapple with this particular issue. We've got plenty of other things to go around. And budget impacts, especially with our deficit cost recovery situation. But we'll tackle this head on and hopefully come to a conclusion that will be positive.
That contracted cost recovery fishing normally pays for annual operations, but returns have been poor for 3 years. The regional nonprofit had to borrow $5 million from the state last year and expects to be forced to do that again in 2020, despite budget cutting and spending down reserves. SARA's contract with the state for Crystal Lake runs through next June. SARA's board next meets October 30th, and the facility's future will be on the agenda. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.